We are kicking off season two on this beautiful Monday. Welcome to brand new season two of Her Renewed Mind. I'm so glad you're here. On today's episode, I talk about ways that you can trust even as you step into the unknown. I pray that this blessing, this episode, because it is a blessing, thank you, Jesus, stirs you up that you can trust. It's about who you're trusting in. And move forward, even when there are unknowns. God bless you. Welcome to Her Renewed Mind, where you will be encouraged to develop a deeper relationship with God and feel more mentally focused and connected so that you can enjoy a peaceful life and be a blessing to others. I'm Dr. Candace, your host, a daughter of God, mom of an amazing teenager, and a personal and spiritual development coach. If you're ready to be free from overthinking and negative thoughts and gain mental focus and clarity, connection with God and others, understanding of your purpose, confidence in your calling so that you can be a blessing to others, then this podcast is for you. Grab your water, lace up your shoes, pop in your AirPods. It's time to go on a beautiful journey. Hey there, it is your time. What you have stirring up on the inside of you, that dream, that goal, that vision for your life, it's time for it to come to pass. And I would love to be your coach to help bring that to pass. I understand the power of mentorship and coaching. I have coaches and mentors in my life to help me bring these ideas that are in my head or maybe written on paper, that they actually become real. They become something tangible. And I want to do the same for you. Hop on over to visionspeakconsulting.com. Click on the Book Dr. Candace tab, and you will see where you can book a one-to-one Kingdom Life and Strategy coaching session with me. I love to help spur you forward. Yes, book now. Don't wait. What are you waiting on? I hope that you enjoy today's episode. And welcome to a brand new season two, and a brand new episode of Her Renewed Mind. My pom-pom is not close beside me, but I am cheering. Welcome to this channel. If you're on YouTube, welcome to this audio platform, Her Renewed Mind. If you're new here, man, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. However you found this podcast, it was not by accident. So I want to talk today just a little bit. I was thinking through the episodes that I've recorded from March, and I'm just reminded, like, man, this month is totally about movement. It's prophetic March, right? Marching forward. I had a beautiful interview with Esther Weaver about identity. So go back and listen to those episodes. I talked about taking the next step and even offered a free training and a VIP upgrade experience on taking the next step. And it's just been so good. I think about, we're in spring now. So hello, dear sister. Welcome to spring. We moved our clocks forward. We sprung forward in the natural. And I believe we're advancing. We're going up in the spirit from faith to faith, glory to glory. You are not the same. You're not. You're different. Look around. Look all around me. It's been so beautiful to see the trees blooming here in Louisville, Kentucky as I'm driving, whether I'm taking my daughter to school or driving somewhere, you know, to the grocery store because I go to Kroger. but it's just so beautiful to see the renewing that's happening even in nature. And it's all orchestrated by our Heavenly Father. He's so good. And then He uses us, right, His people, to cultivate the things of this earth. It's really, really cool. And so last week, as you all are listening to this on a Monday, I posed a question on Facebook, really trying to, you know, get some insight from the people who would engage with the post. And my question was, you know, what's the single biggest challenge you have in taking your next step in moving forward? And I got some really insightful responses, and I was able to reply back and kind of share my encouragement, my insight, which I pray was a blessing to the sisters, because it was all ladies who engaged with the post. And one that I want to lean into today, there was a sister who said, total trust as I step into the unknown, right? So what's the single biggest challenge you're having in terms of moving forward and taking the next step towards your dream, towards your goals?
And she replied, total trust as I step into the unknown. That was so powerful. So I'm going to lean into that today. And I pray that what I share will be a blessing to you. Maybe that's something that you are thinking about, struggling with. And I think I have the answer. And really the answer is Jesus. But I'm going to give some practical things too as well. And I looked up the word trust. Trust means firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, strength of someone, and also said of something. So trust in Webster's Dictionary or dictionary.com, I went on Google, is firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, strength of someone or something. So total trust, total firm belief in the fact that this person or something is reliable, right? They have this truth. There's this ability of strength that I can lean on. So she shared, total trust as I step into the unknown. And when I think about the definition of trust, right, that firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, strength of someone, I ask myself, okay, what am I trusting in? Who am I leaning on? Who am I believing that is truthful, that I can rely on? And for me, it's Jesus. Because I have relationship with him, and that relationship is growing, and I've seen his work in my life. I read scriptures and I read accounts of women of faith and men of faith who have tried Jesus, who have taken him at his word, who have grown a relationship with him. And I think about Peter relying on Jesus's word. If that's you, Jesus, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And so he tried it. There was an action step that was taken. And I believe that as we continue to walk with Jesus, we continue to grow in intimacy with him, that trust, it will continue to grow as we step into the unknown. So I would say sometimes you don't feel like you have trust, right? Because it's unknown and let me talk about me. I'm trying to figure it all out ahead of time before I take a step. And what I reflect on is the fact that this time last year, March of 2023, I made the decision that, okay, I'm not going to be in the same place in terms of my career next school year. I am going to step out into the unknown and run Vision Speak Consulting full time. And when I reflect on that decision, and I remember just in my spirit, in my heart, was God saying, okay, there are a lot of uncertainties. Right? You don't know how all the income is going to come in. You don't know how all it's going to come together in terms of your business. But what you do know is God, and that he is certain, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I can look back over my life and think about how he's always come through. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. And that's the trust that I have in him, right? That firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, strength of someone or something. That something, that someone for me is Jesus. And then as I was taking notes on this, it was like God was reminding me, yeah, and you can trust in yourself too because of his spirit on the inside of you, right? The fact that my Heavenly Father knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb. He knew the plans that he had for me, plans to prosper in me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. That's the love of a good father. That's the love of Jesus. And that's Holy Spirit working in me to even release that love to other people. And so God trusts me. And I can trust myself because of his spirit living on the inside of me. So why not just try? I just really believe as we continue to walk it out in spite of the unknowns, right? Taking that next step, even if we feel like it's a little step, it's still a big step because you're moving forward. You're moving into something maybe you haven't done before, but that's going to stretch you. That's going to make you bigger or better and stronger. And it's a part of your story. It's a part of your testimony that I promise he will use it for your good if you let him, right? You'll be able to share with someone else, hey, I was at that point of decision. And so I understand how you feel. I understand the fear that you may have, but we're not going to allow it to be crippling. There is a step that you can take And so I invite you to move forward because I've done it. Look at me. If I can do it, you can do it. Whatever it is, right? That is the encouragement that I want to give. So some other notes that I'll share. And I'm going to wrap this up. I'm not going to be long at all. I'm looking to see if I can see the time. Okay. I'm already at 7 minutes. Let's see if I can just cut it down and end at 10. We'll see. Okay. So I would say, as you're thinking about, okay, how can I have total trust as I step into the unknown? It's who you're trusting in, right? Faith in Jesus and what he has spoken to your heart. Being intimate, which I mentioned, and asking questions like, okay, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, this is what I feel in my heart. What do you think about it? And listen for his answer. Now, you may hear God audibly. I never have, but there's either a knowing, there's a connection that he allows me to see in scriptures or in conversation with someone. I love how he speaks to me. So find out how he speaks to you. He speaks in a way that you would understand. That's a part of listening, asking questions and then listening. And maybe you'll get it in that moment when you ask, or maybe it's like, okay, let me step back. Let me breathe. Let me journal. Maybe he'll bring up a scripture or even a sermon. Or as I go throughout my day, I'm seeing somebody. I see a sign on the road or I see a sign on a truck. That's been happening a lot to me. I'll be driving on the, you know, street expressway and I'll see a semi and they'll have something on the back of it. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that was for me. God, I see you. Because he's always speaking. It's us taking the time to slow down and look around with wide eyes and being curious, right? And then I would say, just try, see how it goes. That's the thing with this journey of life, right? We get to practice, we get to try, and then we can reevaluate. God gives us the capacity to do that. Go for it. Just try. God, you all have heard me say this because my mentor gave this to me, and now I get to, I've taken it in, I hold on, I've held on to it, and I get to release it to you. God is not mad at you if you try. God ain't mad at you if you try, right? And then as you think about, okay, how can I have total trust and step into the unknown? Reflect on the past steps you've taken when there was a lot of unknowns. You have done something before that you didn't know how to do. Driving. You didn't know how to drive until you tried. And now you're rolling. Now you done leaned the seat back. Now I don't do that. My friends laugh at me because I'm all up on the wheel, but that's me. But now you lean back, relax, right? You drive with one hand. I do that. My hands are down here. I look just one hand as I'm cruising, air quotes, right? So reflect on how you've taken a step into the unknown. You had no idea what was going to happen and how that turned out for you. And maybe there was something that happened. Maybe you had a little accident if it was driving, right? But that didn't stop you totally, completely from driving. You tried again. Amen. So yeah, so it's 9:45. I'm going to end this. I love you guys so much. And I pray that again, that the episodes in March have been a blessing to you. And it's your time, sister listening to me. Maybe your brother is listening. It's your time to move forward. And you can trust in Christ as you step into the unknown. And trust you, because God trusts you, because he trusts one of what he put on the inside of you, which is his spirit. I pray you're blessed. Let me know what you think about this episode. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send me a message on direct message or leave a comment in YouTube. I love you. Until next Monday, peace.
Hey there. I hope you are blessed by this week's episode of Her Renewed Mind. If you were, I'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a written review in Apple Podcasts. This helps us get the show out to more women who desire a deeper connection with their Heavenly Father. Also, be sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. Thank you so much for listening. I'll meet you right back here next Monday.